That Middle Eastern staple, the shisha pipe, has found its way around the world with immigrants and travellers, including to Australia. And there's a view that smoking the flavoured tobacco through a water pipe is safer than cigarettes. But a new anti-shisha campaign from New South Wales health authorities warns that shisha smoke causes cancer, a message that's drawn passionate opposition from the shisha lovers our reporter Isabel Rowe met in Western Sydney.
In a laneway at Parramatta in Western Sydney, dozens of people are sitting on the street, gathered around tall shisha pipes.
Can I sit?
You go on, thank you.
Alan and Sarah Byers are here for the second night in a row.
It's just a social thing, you know, do it with the wife, do it with friends, as you can see here.
I love shisha, like I smoke it, like I said, 3 times a day.
The colourful pipes are intricately designed and topped with a container of flavoured tobacco, heated by hot coals and a piece of pipe to inhale the sweet-smelling smoke.
Yeah, and then the water down the bottom will start to bubble because you're sucking it. And then the smoke will rotate with the water and it'll give you that effect. So, like, the harder you suck it, the more smoke you will release.
Many of Sydney's shisha businesses are owned by Wal Eid.
We do a great trade. We have cafes available. We have delivery services. We do events, as you can see today.
So what is in a shisha, a typical shisha that you might smoke?
Okay, so a shisha is made up of fruit-flavoured tobacco. And again, that tobacco content is between 15 to 18%. The rest is the molasses and the colours and the flavours and the glycerin and everything else that goes in there.
But health authorities in Western Sydney want shisha events like this one in Parramatta to be phased out. Lisa Woodland is the director of the New South Wales Multicultural Health Communication Service and says the concerns initially came from within Sydney's Islamic community.
Particularly mothers of young adults, they express their concerns to us about the increasing popularity of smoking shisha.
She explains shisha tobacco isn't regulated the way cigarettes are, so smokers can't know exactly what they're inhaling. And she says research is beginning to show serious health effects.
Shisha smoking does lead to cancer. It also has an impact on the cardiovascular systems.
When Australians or, you know, other Western cultures get together, usually it's around alcohol, and it is that same very social thing. For Arabic-speaking communities that use shisha, I mean, can you compare the two? Is one worse than the other? Because obviously the effects of drinking alcohol a lot are also really bad.
Yes, I think that's a really good question. And I guess the difference perhaps between gathering around alcohol and gathering around smoking is that we definitely know that there is no safe level of smoking.
The campaign is backed by the Lebanese Muslim Association. Operations Director Ahmed Malas is worried how prevalent shisha is becoming.
I know that there are teenagers that are doing the shisha, and that's because family members and parents often see it as the lesser of two evils, so it's seen as safer than cigarettes.
We need the shisha here.
You want a food or shisha now?
We need shisha.
This video is part of the Shisha No Thanks campaign.
No thanks.
The campaign encourages young smokers to say no more often and features an alarming statistic.
45 minutes of water pipe or shisha smoking is equivalent to 100 cigarettes, so that puts things into perspective.
But shisha pipe owner Wal Eid disputes that.
If you take a puff of a shisha, a cloud could fill a room. So yes, 100 cigarettes may be the equivalent in volume of smoke, but not necessarily the harmful effects that's in that smoke.
In 2015, a World Health Organization report found while there is sparse research into the effects of shisha smoking, studies show water pipe tobacco contains enough toxins known to cause diseases similar to cigarette smoking, and that shisha smoking should be limited. But despite the warnings, keen smokers say they have no plans to change their habit.
It gives you a reason to be around each other. It gives you a reason to sit down, have a coffee, just chat.
Have you ever worried about the health effects of it?
Of course.
But you're not going to stop?
No, it's a risk that you knowingly take.
Shisha smoker Michael in Parramatta with our reporter Isabel Rowe.